Hello, and welcome to our program. We're continuing in the book of John. In chapter 5, in our recent messages, we were looking at the multitudes that were at the temple and the multitudes that were at the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus healed the man there, and then the Pharisees got all bent out of shape, and they started attacking Jesus because he had healed them on the Sabbath day. Now, the Lord didn't break any Sabbath rules. There was some rules about the Sabbath, but the Pharisees had added hundreds of their own rules, ridiculous rules, that they attack. And down through the rest of this chapter, we see a fourfold witness of Christ concerning himself. He said John the Baptist was a witness to what he was doing, and those vipers went out there and listened to John. Thousands of them, they heard John say what he had to say. And then the works of Christ, all the miracles that have been done. And then he said, the Father, again, those Pharisees heard the voice from heaven, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Scriptures, he said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." I like the way Jesus preached. He didn't mess around. He didn't have to go home and wonder what he meant. He said, "You think you got eternal life? You don't have eternal life. You don't have eternal life without the Son of God. It's just that simple." Well, as we go down through chapter 6, we're going to look at what that has to say. But before we do, I want to take a minute and talk about how far did they walk during their ministry. I've traveled all over Canada preaching in churches. You know, I drive in a nice car or a motorhome or something. They walked all over the property that you see here in this map during his ministry. In John chapter 1 and 2, someone's figured it out that they walked about 240 miles, the same in chapter 2 through 4. 240 miles is 386 kilometers if you're into kilometers. I'm not. Canada is, but I'm old school. I'm going to talk about miles. 9 trips to Jerusalem feast that they made, that would have been 960 miles. Capernaum to Jerusalem, 2,280 miles over the different trips that they made. Someone has figured out the total in their ministry, that they walked 3,125 miles. That's a long way to walk. Well, we're going to look at the multitudes and the mountains here in this portion of Scripture. We read in verses 1 and 2, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased." How did he respond to this great multitude that was following him? Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and he's teaching them. He said, "You've got to learn something about these multitudes." If you look in Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, we read there, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him." He talked to them. For 3 chapters, he talked to them about the beginning of their ministry. Then in Matthew 14, we read, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray." So we talk about the multitudes. You remember Jesus came in much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." Well, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Yeah, a few days later, they cried, "Crucify him," same multitude, "crucify him, away with him, crucify him, we have no king but Caesar." So much for the multitudes. One of the things that we've made a serious mistake in our local churches, when we started focusing on the multitudes, thinking that was success, rather than using the church for the purpose that it's there for, and that is to build Christians and to strengthen Christians and to encourage Christians. Now, don't misunderstand, Jesus had a tremendous compassion for the multitudes, and so should we. But we should use the church for the purpose it was used for. It's not the responsibility of a local church to be out there reaching the multitudes. That's the responsibility of individual Christians. If there was no church in your town, we still are supposed to be witnessing to people. Then we bring them into church and we build them up in the things of the Lord. But no, we've said no, we get a multitude. A multitude, the next thing you know, they're splitting the church and causing all kinds of problems. But, once again, we need to have compassion on the multitudes, and Jesus did. It says, and when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Now, it's interesting that Philip was from that area, and Philip knew the landscape. He knew where the stores were, that sort of thing. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And then one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Now, Bible students say that those small fishes were like sardines, not very big. Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now, there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down in a number of about 5,000. Now, I was talking about the men. Besides the men, there was women and there was children. So there would be 10,000 and maybe another 3,000 or 4,000, maybe more children than that. So we're up to 20,000 people that needed something to eat. And Jesus took the loaves, and what he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So 15,000 or 20,000 people ate from that little boy's lunch, and they had 12 baskets of bread left over. Now, we're looking at the men and the motives. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, they said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. This is Jesus. He's gonna kick out the Romans, and we're going to have our freedom again. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Well, the next thing we'll see is the storm and the Savior, a very interesting portion of Scripture. We'll look at it in our next message. Be sure and be with us.